Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:08 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is February 16th. Today was a day where we saw the inverse correlation between a weak dollar and a strong performance in stock and commodity markets being reasserted, and that has been a really very broad-based move, with the dollar weaker against just about every currency and just about all stock and commodity markets finishing in positive territory. There's a good part of Asia remains closed due to the New Year celebrations or Spring Festival. Much of Europe was firmer by over 1%. The FTSE was up by about 1.5%, and the bank shares were also a bit stronger in here today on the back of that good Barclays earnings report. Also, we saw that in the U.S. into the close, the Dow is up by 1.75%, or sorry, 1 2/3%. The S&P is up by about 1.8%, and the Nasdaq Composite up by 1.4%. Brazil has closed for Mardi Gras today, and this is it's really good positive action. We continue to see that a large number of these stock markets have found support in the region of their 200-day moving averages. The S&P having got just down there and touched it a couple of weeks ago. At the very least, this is puts a low under the market, or it gives us another higher reaction low for some of these markets now to monitor. And if any of the bearish forecasts are to be fulfilled, we would need to see those lows in the region of the 200-day moving averages begin to be taken out. And at the moment, this is good positive action. We're seeing that the majority of these stock market indices have rallied now and are testing their short-term progression of lower highs from the highs that we saw back in January. And provided the lows that were put in over the last couple of weeks are held, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to continued upside. In the commodities sector, this was another very firm day for the industrial metals, and some of those metals are up for 7 consecutive days now. A large number, particularly those that were relatively overextended relative to the moving average, pulled back rather violently from their January highs, but found support where they needed to, either in the region of the upper side of previous ranges or in proximity of their 200-day moving averages, and have rallied very firmly over the last week in particular. And again, they would need to take out their most recent lows to question scope for them to continue to advance and go back to pressure their January highs and potentially reassert their uptrends. So higher to lateral ranging would appear to be the order of the day. And of course, there is the caveat to all of that is that we probably do need to see additional dollar weakness creeping in here. And when you look at the dollar against a comparatively weak currency such as the euro, because the euro has been deteriorating against a whole basket of other currencies, but particularly against the dollar over the last month or so, well, the euro has now posted two upward dynamics in the space of the last 10 trading sessions. That hasn't gone up very much, but those are straws in the wind that demand is beginning to reassert itself following what has been a rather persistent decline. So even the euro is finding support in here. And some of those other particularly commodity-related currencies have appreciated or have gone up that bit faster relative to the US dollar. Now, you look at something like the Australian dollar, where it's pushing back above 90 cents in here today, and that has been... The Australian dollar was one of the best-performing currencies against the US dollar last year, and it regained the vast majority of its decline that it had experienced during the worst of the credit crisis, and has lost upward momentum. So The easiest part of the advance has probably already occurred, and it is probably likely to find the going that bit tougher from here. And of course, there is also the concern that the Australian government is probably not going to want a particularly strong currency, or want the currency to appreciate very much beyond where it is right now. And that would suggest that while the dollar has room to fall against a large number of these currencies, it has already had a very large decline against a number of them, particularly the better performers. So even if we do see the dollar getting pulling back in a sharper fashion over the coming weeks, having an extraordinarily bearish view of the greenback is probably not the wisest move, considering the fact that it has had such a big decline over the last year in particular. Nevertheless, provided the dollar is at least pausing or pulling back, that is a tailwind for risk assets, and certainly the strong action that we've seen right across the risk asset bracket, such as stocks, commodities, and corporate bonds today, is broadly supportive of that inverse correlation that has been in evidence for much of the last year. Elsewhere in the commodity sector, today was a very firm day in the energy complex. Oil was firmer by $3 full, closing above $77 in here today. So that's another higher reaction low, if only incrementally higher on this occasion. And it would need to sustain a move below $70 and sustain it for more than a couple of days to indicate that this ranging gradual uptrend has lost its main consistency characteristic. The precious metal markets continue to rally, and silver was stronger today by almost 70 cents, pushing back above the $16 level. And silver really did have the biggest deterioration in terms of its technical outlook over the last couple of weeks, but is rallying rather well right now. Gold, also having found support in the region of $1,040 a couple of weeks ago, pushed back above 1,100 today, and again, that is good, strong action. Now, it does need to hold this move above $1,100, and where it is right now is a rather interesting level, because it's testing the short-term progression of lower highs from that have been evident over the last couple of months. So it is at a rather interesting level right now. And if it continues to take its lead from platinum and palladium, then they also are at rather interesting levels, having been really quite firm today. Palladium in particular was up $13 and closing out the day at 431. So we're getting strong action right across the industrial metal complex, the energy complex, precious metal complex, and that fed through to an extent into some of the soft commodities. So soybeans was a bit firmer in here today, stronger by 20 cents. Corn also a little bit firmer in here today. Both coffee and sugar were also up on the day in here. And lumber, having been continues to encounter a little bit of resistance in the region of $300, but remains in this very persistent and consistent advance. And cotton, having been one of the stronger commodities last week, also held the majority of its gains over the last couple of days, and remains in a relatively consistent type pattern. So this is a largely bullish environment, and we continue to see that the 200-day moving averages have provided an area of support for a number of these markets, and that is also consistent with the bull market hypothesis, and we can continue to give the upside the benefit of the doubt, provided we see that these markets continue to find support in the region of those averages. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and wish all the best to all of you.